CWD project leader Alan Crossley says the most significant change being proposed is an effort to revive enthusiasm in the traditional day-before-Thanksgiving opening of the gun deer season. He says the long October to January hunting season in the disease control zone makes many hunters feel the department is destroying the state's deer hunting tradition.
They believe that because they long to go back to the 9-day gun hunting season, which we just don't think will result in enough deer being shot to continue to drop the population and control the disease. So we hear from many hunters that long for that excitement of the Saturday before Thanksgiving, which you can only get by having some amount of a break before that Saturday opener.
So in a gesture the department hopes will win hunter support, the plan is to give hunters that break and close the CWD special season for 5 days before the traditional opening Saturday. But Greg Kazmierski of the Wisconsin Deer Hunters Coalition says a 5-day break will be ineffective. His group has produced a study showing that shorter seasons have actually done a better job of reducing the deer populations than the extended disease eradication seasons the department has mandated.
When there's a 9-day season or a shorter season, there's more intensity on the part of the hunter. You have a long season, oh, gee, the weather's a little bad, I'm not going to go out, and you never get the woods full of people, which is what keeps those deer moving so that hunters will have the opportunity to harvest them.
Kazmierski says his group will argue for a return to the traditional season and a change in the department's earn-a-buck rules that will allow hunters to kill a buck first before killing a doe. The comment period for the DNR's new rules ends March 21st. The Natural Resources Board will vote on them at its April meeting, and then they'll go to the legislature. So far, 449 wild deer have tested positive for CWD since it was first discovered in the state 3 years ago. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.